Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran is set to deploy thousands of military forces into war-torn Syria. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The civil war in Syria continues and is intensifying, and the Iranians are now becoming the major player in this conflict. Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. has a report on how this is all developing in the Middle East.
Well, I think this is an extraordinary event. We're seeing now that the Iranians are all in when it comes to the Syrian conflict. They've decided that this is a red line for them and for their regime. They are now openly talking about that deployment of Revolutionary Guards troops, whereas until now, they have been just there quietly in the background or backing Hezbollah. And I would say this is going to get dicier. You already have Saudi Arabia and Qatar arming the rebels. You have Turkey arming the rebels. You have Jordan training and arming the rebels in Syria, and this has been going on for quite some time, with the explicit knowledge and encouragement of the Obama administration and the CIA. This is increasingly an international conflict. The Iranians, by the way, are saying in their media, and these are high-level government officials who said this week in their media, they believe that the Sunni-Shia conflict in Syria today will hasten the return of the 12th Imam, the Imam Mahdi, the end-of-the-world scenario for the Shias.
Ken Timmerman with that report, revealing that the Iranian involvement in Syria is quickly making them the major player in this ongoing civil war. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran's involvement in the war-torn nation of Syria is a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Events in the Middle East continue to bring our world to the point of a major war focused in the Middle East. That is political information, as we have already discussed in this program, how the Iranians are going to deploy 4,000 of their military personnel into this civil war that is only intensifying in the nation of Syria. However, that scenario was foretold some 2,500 years ago in the books of Ezekiel and Daniel. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, it mentions Persia. Persia would be modern-day Iran, where in fact they do still speak the Persian language. When you go to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, you'll notice there is mention of a king of the north. Early on in the book of Daniel, we find out in verse 5 that the king of the north would be actually the geographical location for modern-day Syria. You put these two bits of information together, and you have the end-of-time scenario that is called for in Bible prophecy. Indeed, the stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...